Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, thank you for sticking with us this hour. If you missed the first 2 hours of today's show, let me tell you that we went to Dublin. Only we went to two Dublins. We went to Dublin, Ohio, and then we went to Dublin, Ireland. Both places are doing some spectacular stuff. I got to go to Dublin, Ohio. That sounds like such fun. And certainly going back to Dublin, Ireland is always a kick. So there used to be a show on TV on PBS in the New York area. I guess it aired coast to coast on PBS stations. And I don't remember what it was called, but it was about doing needlework. And the woman who was the host was a very, very well-known needlework person, needlepoint and all kinds of needlecraft. And she wrote books about it, and she had a shop on Madison Avenue in New York City. And her name was Erica Wilson, and she was a delight. And at the end of each show, where she demonstrated how you do this stitch and that stitch and whatever, she would end the show by saying, "Oh, too many stitches, never enough time." So I've kind of incorporated that into my thinking of too many places to go and never enough time to get to all of them. But we do our best, right? You know my prescription. Take two trips and call me in the morning. That's the prescription for all good things. And so you make sure you go to sabrams.com and travelers411.com. And if you're listening for the first time and you're driving and you can't deal with all of that, and you can't remember whatever when you get out of the car, just remember you heard a radio show with a travel expert on it. So if you go to Google and put in radio show, travel expert, you can't lose me because I pretty much dominate that broadcast arena and that media arena. And you'll be able to click right through from there on any of those links. It'll take you to enter either sabrams.com or travelers411.com. And you know, when you think about traveling, there are so many challenges these days, and you know, political, economic, and other challenges. But the newest one on the horizon is this Zika virus story. And if you've been, you know, in outer space for the last few months, maybe you missed the news. So for those who are living under a rock and have missed out on the news, there is this mosquito that bites people, as mosquitoes do, because that's their job in life. And when it bites a person, it also at the same time injects a virus into your system. And people who have gotten the Zika virus, and people have been bitten, and, you know, like two, three people in a group. You know how two, three people can be somewhere and everybody eats the same thing and only one has an allergic reaction? So apparently not everybody comes down with this virus, which has all kinds of flu-like symptoms and whatever. But it is particularly dangerous for pregnant women, because there have been births of children to women who have contracted the Zika virus where the child has problems I don't even want to go into. You can go look it up. It's this really, really terrible. And so there are places in the world, and I highly recommend that you go to travel.state.gov and look at travel advisories, because they will always list and keep up to date where there are cases of the Zika virus. Now, when we first started hearing news about it, not all that long ago, just a couple months ago, the cases were isolated to some places in the Caribbean and some tropical destinations, because, I mean, you're not going to find it in a cold weather destination where it's too cold for the mosquito to live, but you don't know what's going to happen when warm weather comes across America in the summer. And there have already been cases of people who have gone to destinations in Central and South America and in the Caribbean who have come home ill. The other amazing part of the story that was a great surprise to most people was that somebody who has the Zika virus in them can transmit it sexually to somebody else. That's a new one. Because in the past, you know, if you got bitten by something, it was your problem and you got better or you didn't, you know, but you couldn't give it to somebody else. This thing can be apparently given to other people, and it has already been shown that people that had unprotected sex, where one had contracted the Zika virus, passed it to their partner. So, you know, this leaves some great concern about who's going where, and there's already conversation about women on teams, Olympic teams, considering and making at the moment statements about not participating in the Summer Olympics, which are supposed to take place in Brazil, because there have been incidents of the Zika virus. And apparently, you know, I don't know that much about it. You probably don't know much about it either. I mean, it was like when the SARS thing happened in Hong Kong or the swine flu happened in Mexico. You know, all of a sudden it's there. You don't know a thing about it. But in a few months, you'll be an expert on the subject because there'll be enough news out there to get the information. And we're going to do our best to keep you up to date. I don't know how easy it is, especially with the, we've already seen some outbreaks, little outbreaks, in the U.S., happily, little outbreaks in the U.S., but and they apparently are from people returning from places where they got whatever they got. But it's something you have to be concerned about. And my biggest concern is, in theory, you could stay home. I mean, they've already had some cases in Florida. You could stay home and interface with this new virus in our lives. So the question for me becomes, how do you avoid getting it? Because in theory, you know, all you have to do is open your front door and a mosquito that is carrying it could come in depending on where you are in the world. So what do you do to protect yourself? And I came across something and I don't know enough about it. That's why I have invited the founder and owner of a company called Aromaflage to talk with us, and I'm going to see what I can find out about a product that is being marketed as something that will help you prevent being bitten by one of these mosquitoes. So we'll learn together, and I want you to remember, do your own due diligence before you use any product, but let's find out what it's all about together, and we're going to do that right after this.
Stephanie Abrams' travel show is brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Don't miss Raiders of the Lost Ark with orchestra at Tanglewood Friday, August 26th. The film that gave the world one of its greatest movie heroes, Indiana Jones, is back and better than ever before. Relive the magic on the silver screen of the original great adventure, Raiders of the Lost Ark, with John Williams' epic score performed live by the Boston Pops. Buy tickets now at tanglewood.org or 888-266-1200.
I have on the line with me Melissa Fensterstock. I know the Fenster means dark. What does the stock mean?
Hi, Stephanie. Thanks for having me. So a apparently it's a German name, and it means window pole. So I actually haven't heard that definition before, but I'm definitely going to have to read up on it.
Window pole?
Window pole.
Well, I have to. Maybe the stock is the pole. Fenster in German is dark.
Interesting. Okay. It's my husband's name, and it's still relatively new for me.
Oh, okay. I'll do a little research. You know, I'll send off an email to my good friend, Niels Haupt, and I'll get the inside track on that. But there's a Yiddish expression, Fenster in Egen, means darken your eyes. It's like, you know, when something is very dark or black or is, you know, depressing. You would use it also. It's something that, you know, makes you sad because it's dark in your eyes. You know, it's you know, like a sad thing. But I don't know about window. In French, fenêtre is window. But, you know, which almost looks like fenster. But I only know the German word fenster as it relates to darkness. But, hey. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we've got you on the line, and we're going to – I've talked us right out of the segment. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to come right back to find out what aromaflage is all about and its relationship to protecting someone from, I guess, mosquitoes in general, but the Zika virus mosquito in particular. Mm-hmm. That's our focus today. So everybody stay with me. This is Stephanie Abrams. This is an important subject, so don't go away.
This weather report is brought to you by Jamaica Tourist Board. The long-range weather forecast for the north, coast-to-coast, calls for snow, sleet, icy rain, slippery roads, and temperatures with the wind chill factor well below zero. The long-range forecast for Jamaica calls for warm and sunny today, warm and sunny tomorrow, next month, and the months that follow, with highs around 83 degrees and lows around 76. Isn't it time to plan your winter breakaway in Jamaica now? Learn more at visitjamaica.com.
We're America's railroad. We're Amtrak. Get away for just $90 round trip with Amtrak's Adirondack Weekend Getaway Fare. Children ages 2 through 12 travel round trip at half price. Ride in comfort aboard the Adirondack. Amtrak, enjoy the journey.
Rumors. Stephanie Abrams' novel of secrets, lies, and conspiracies that ensnare the lives of ordinary people in a tightening web that all starts with rumors. Available at Amazon.com in print and Kindle formats and BarnesandNoble.com. Rumors.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Follow Ireland's wild Atlantic way along the coastline from Kinsale to Malinhead, Ireland's most southern and northern points, and wend your way through charming towns and villages where you're sure to find locally sourced produce, freshly delivered Irish cheeses and creamery products, and fish and seafood caught in Irish waters prepared into mouth-watering meals created by skilled chefs waiting at a table set for you. To complement the experiences of your day exploring Ireland, let the mist of the sea embrace you as you walk along the beaches or ride horseback. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you: music, art, dance, architecture, history, literature. Take a course in surfing or maybe a cooking class, all by the side of the sea. And there are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares and accommodations, from B&Bs to cozy country castles. Visit your travel agent in Ireland.com.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
If you want to work until you keel over, have less of everything in retirement, or give back more of your hard-earned money to the stock market again, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to protect the money you save, receive a steady, predictable retirement income, and enjoy financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. You can download a free report that reveals the wealth-building secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. You'll learn how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and real prosperity without risking your money in the Wall Street casino, and how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. To learn more about this method and to get your free report, go to 39security.com. That's the number 39security.com. 39security.com. Go to 39security.com.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm delighted to have Melissa Fensterstock on the line with me. She's the owner and founder of Aromaflage. You can check out their website. You'll find the link from sabrams.com in the show notes. But if you're in a big hurry, go check out Aromaflage, F-L-A-G-E, aromaflage.com. How'd you come up with this name?
That's a great question. We came up with the whole brand when we were traveling back from Southeast Asia, and then specifically when we were coming up with names, we wanted something that was a bit witty and clever. So aromaflage means camouflage your aroma.
Gotcha.
So in some way, you're invisible.
So you become less attractive to bugs.
Exactly.
And we are specifically, and for all my science friends, to insects. We're specifically motivated to learn more because of the Zika virus story. Mm-hmm. And the Zika virus has already been identified in Florida, in Puerto Rico, in South America. You know, I mean, we're going to hear more and more about it. And let me see if I can just grill you on some subjects that I know my audience would, if they were all sitting here around me, they'd be falling over themselves trying to get to the microphone to ask you questions. So here's what I think my listeners would want to know. Number one, how long have you been in business?
We've been in business 3 years.
Okay. You came back from Southeast Asia. You met a bunch of insects there.
We did. And we discovered what the locals were using as a natural bug spray. And just generally, I'm a mosquito magnet. And as I'm sure you know, in Southeast Asia, the mosquitoes are the size of baseballs. And this product that we discovered just worked so well and smelled so great. We were so amazed by it because we were so used to putting all these harsh chemicals on our body that felt gross and felt toxic. It was just such a nice relief to discover something that just smelled so lovely and worked so well.
Well, what is it? What is the essence of it? And I don't mean essence in terms of the aroma. I mean the essence where does it come from?
So we have a few different scents at this point in time, but at that point we just had one. When we came back from the trip, we decided to launch the brand. So the oils that repel the mosquitoes are sweet orange, vanillin, which is a crystallized derivative of the vanilla bean, and cedarwood. And the regulatory body that regulates these types of products is the Environmental Protection Agency. And on their website, they have a list of what they call 25B minimum risk pesticides. And on that list are a number of essential oils that repel mosquitoes, of which most people know citronella. So all of our oils that we use to formulate with are on that list, and that's really our recipe book for creating our formulas.
Okay. You know, a few years ago, I had on a fellow named Joseph something. You can go to my website and put in BAM, B-A-M, Bug, B-U-G. Do you ever hear of him, the company BAM Bug?
BAM Bug. No, I haven't.
Go look it up.
Okay.
He lives in... I don't know if he still lives in Australia or he is Australian. He's done a lot of out in the bush country kind of stuff. And
okay.
He came up with a citronella drenched band, wristband, the kind of rubber wristband that you see people wear for a charity?
Yes, I'm seeing it now, actually. I just went to the website.
Okay. So, and it comes in different colors, and it comes in little wristbands for little kids and bigger ones for adults. And also, he makes something that you could, like a big long one that you can wrap around your hand, your leg, put it on the back of your chair, and it will repel mosquitoes. And he sent me, after I had him on the air, he sent me a box with, I don't know, 8-10 different little plastic packages with these things enclosed. And I took one, a couple of them, and I put them in my purse one summer night. We were going somewhere. We're going to be outdoors. And we don't really have that many mosquitoes in the Berkshires. I don't know why. Maybe we don't have all that much stagnant water or what. But I took it along anyway. And that night there happened to be some mosquitoes out. And I opened this plastic cellophane-y kind of wrap. And you saw them take off and go in the other direction. I mean, I never saw anything like it in my life. And I found that worked. And his also were drenched in whatever they were infused with was all natural product. But the overriding smell is citronella, which, you know, it's almost like, you know, getting rubbed down with camphor oil. You know, it's a stringent kind of a... I don't know. You know, people know the product Bengay. It may do the job, but the aroma of the I can't even call it aroma. You know, it's just an odor that, you know, typically I wouldn't want to put on if I was going somewhere. But, you know, when you want to chase away mosquitoes, you do what you got to do.
Absolutely.
So now what? So the from this list of natural mosquito repelling scents, you put together something that smells good.
Exactly. We were exactly right. And we work with a fine fragrance house. You know, people, the same people that are making all these designer perfumes, were, you know, obviously very much directing them as to how they should be formulating, but they're looking at it from an olfactive perspective. So it really leads to a wonderful smelling fragrance as well.
What does it smell like?
So Aromaflage, our initial product line, smells like sweet citrus vanilla. I'd say it's very tropical smelling. And then about a year and a half later, we launched the foil to that, which is a more masculine, woodsy, spicier scent that has a lot of woodsy notes to it.
So that's supposed to be for guys?
Yeah, but, you know, technically both of them are unisex. But
okay,
that is a scent that would appeal more towards men.
So so now this is something you spray on?
You do spray.
Is a spray propelled by something that would be, you know, anti-carbon footprinty kind of stuff or what?
It comes in a glass bottle that's recyclable. So,
but is it an atomizer kind of spray or something that's propelled by a gas?
No. It's an atomizer.
Okay.
So you just push the top and it sprays out.
And it spritzes out at you.
Exactly.
Okay. So you put this on.
Yep.
And I would say, what, you spray it on your neck and your arms and your legs or something?
Exactly.
This is going to make me sneeze. Any second now, I'm going to sneeze. Hold on.
And you rub it in like you would a lotion.
You know, just talking about it made me sneeze. I don't know what that was about. Good and tight to me. So now you spray this on, and according to your experience and history with your own product, Aromaflage, how long will it keep you buggy free?
So we've done efficacy testing at one of the world's leading mosquito labs, and we did the testing.
Okay, stop right there. Stop right there.
What's
the name of the world's leading mosquito lab?
Well, this is one of the leading ones.
Well, what is the name of it?
So his name is Dr. Joel Coates, and
what is it?
He's an entomology professor.
Go slow. What's his name?
Dr. Joel Coates.
Spell the last name for me.
C-O-A-T-S, like a jacket.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And he's a doctor of what?
Of entomology.
Okay.
And toxicology at the Iowa State University. And his business or his intellectual passion is to test mosquito sprays.
Okay. Hang on a minute. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come back. Maybe you guys want to Google Dr. Joel Coates, director of entomology at Iowa State University. And we'll see, you know, who the people are underneath this who are testifying to the value of this product. Take a quick commercial break now. Be right back. Stephanie Abrams here.
2016 Tanglewood season highlights include the Boston Symphony Orchestra concerts with current music director Andres Nelsons, the return of former music director Seiji Ozawa, Yo-Yo Ma, Seth MacFarlane and the Boston Pops Orchestra, plus Renee Fleming and many more. Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony, is located in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of western Massachusetts. For tickets and information, visit tanglewood.org. That's tanglewood.org.
We're America's Railroad. We're Amtrak. Get away for just $90 round trip with Amtrak's Adirondack Weekend Getaway Fare. Children ages 2 through 12 travel round trip at half price. Ride in comfort aboard the Adirondack. Amtrak, enjoy the journey.
Rumors, Stephanie Abrams' novel of secrets, lies, and conspiracies that ensnare the lives of ordinary people in a tightening web that all starts with rumors. Available at Amazon.com in print and Kindle formats and BarnesandNoble.com. Rumors.
Going on right now at Guitar Center. We're extending our friends and family discount to you. Save up to 15% off most major brands and products throughout the store. From starter packs and custom shop guitars to practice pads, handcrafted drum kits, the latest recording gear and more. There's never been a better time for you to make music. And with savings up to 15% on most major brands and products, it's never been easier. Visit GuitarCenter.com or come in store and mention friends and family and save up to 15%. Now through Sunday.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive. And I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
Biz Talk Radio.
Take good care of yourself, you
know,
to me.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have Melissa Fensterstock on the line with me. She is the founder. I'm going to guess you're the co-founder. Is your husband involved in this? Okay, so let's give him we'll give him a little credit too. So she is a co-founder with her husband, Michael. And owner, co-owner of Aroma Flage, like camouflage, only aroma in front of flage. And they've come up with a product that is a fragrance of natural essences that have a natural repelling effect on mosquitoes. And with this Zika thing out there, I thought it was worth exploring and finding out if this is the real deal or she's kidding around with us. I do know that I think it was my I had a next door neighbor years ago, nicest lady you ever want to meet, Renee Goldfarb. If you're listening on Long Island, I'm talking about you. And she was highly allergic to mosquitoes. And her doctor told her to take prescribed doses, more than your normal dose, but prescribed doses of one of the vitamin B complexes. I don't remember if it was vitamin B12 or what, but it was one of the vitamin B complexes. And that when you took this vitamin, your skin would give off an odor that is imperceptible to the human smell, but bees and mosquitoes wouldn't like it and they would stay away from you. And so she started taking this vitamin B complex, whatever. And because when she would get a mosquito bite, she'd blow, the site where she got the site would blow up like, you know, a big giant hive. And it worked for her. So I'm just wondering about, you know, what might be, you know, possible, feasible of just the natural stuff that keeps mosquitoes away. So you went out to Iowa State University to meet Dr. Joel Coates, the director of entomology there, who tested your product because he has a particular interest in mosquitoes. And bless him for that, because how many of us have a particular interest in studying mosquitoes? And he tested your product, and what did he find?
We found that Aromaflage, the products that we're selling in the market today, performed as well as 25% D, which is, you know, the commercial standard and a very strong potent product, over 2.5 hours, which was the time frame that the test was conducted.
Okay, so does that mean that if he did the test for 4 hours, it probably would have stayed? Or does that mean at 2.5 hours, the value of the Aromaflage was, you know, it had gone through its life cycle in terms of whatever, and it was time to reapply?
No, it actually peaked in terms of its repellency at 2.5 hours. But in these types of tests, you can only test so many variables at one time. So we weren't doing a time test. We were doing a comparative test. We were testing against other products. So we'd have to do another test to test beyond 2.5 hours.
Well, DEET is very effective at keeping away all kinds of things, but it's also not very good for you. So I think it's one of those products that has either been banned or people are warned not to do anything with.
Mm-hmm.
So here you created another product in Aromaflage that mm-hmm. you are saying is as good as a product that has 25% DEET in it without having any whatever in it that's going to be harmful.
Exactly. So, and we did test it on the Aedes aegypti mosquito strain. And that's obviously very relevant right now because that's the mosquito that carries Zika virus, that may carry Zika virus, but it also may carry dengue, chikungunya, and yellow fever.
I don't want to know about any of those. I don't ever want to meet them.
No.
Do not wish to interface with any of those. Now, the products when on the label of your product and what is in the container, inside that container of your product, is any of it anything other than natural? Are there other additives or whatever that we should know about?
There is alcohol. So we don't say all natural, but it is based on natural, then has alcohol added to it. When you make a perfume or a fragrance, you have to denature the alcohol. Otherwise, we'd be a liquor company. And so that's the process that's done to make fragrances, and that process is an all natural process.
Yeah, well, the last thing you want to do is drink aromaflage, I'm sure.
Yeah,
so,
you don't want to drink it. No. No drinking.
No, and I guess you want to keep it out of your eyes as well. So,
exactly.
Okay, so, but other than alcohol, the other products, because normally you pick up a repellent spray and you read what's on it. And, you know, it's like some food product. You read what's in it and it's like, now why would I ever want to eat this?
Mm-hmm.
So, have you, you say, when did your product go to market?
We went to market June 2013 with our first product.
Have you had any blowback on things like allergic reactions or people with sensitive skin?
No. We've had, you know, I've never heard anything. At least, you know, we sold many, many, many bottles over the last 3 years. I have not heard that. You know, every once in a while, we'll get people who reach out with questions about specific allergies, whether it's a nut allergy.
And what about children's skin, which is so much more sensitive than adult skin, in theory?
So we suggest for children over the age of 3, just because infants and small children are putting their hands in their mouths and their eyes all the time. So for young children, we just always tell people to ask
wrap
their pediatrician.
Wrap them in mosquito netting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
exactly.
So where is your product sold?
So we're sold in about 500 points of distribution in the U.S., the major retailer that we're in is Dillard's, and they have about 300 stores across the country.
Yeah, so I know Dillard's, mostly in the South.
Mostly in the South.
Yeah, they're lovely stores, they're beautiful department stores.
Yes, and we're on Nordstrom.com. We're carried in a lot of high-end hotels, so Four Seasons, Ritz-Carlton, mostly in tropical areas or in Florida, you know, where it's buggy. In the Northeast, we're in Terrain, which is owned by Urban Outfitters. They have a store in Westport, Connecticut, and in Glen Mills, Pennsylvania. So we're in a variety of stores. We're pretty much in every state. People can always email us and find out where they can smell it, or we have samples on our website.
How many units, individual units, have you sold since you went into business?
Yeah, that's a great question. Probably say, you know, many tens of thousands, if not 100,000.
Okay, come up with the right number just for you. You don't need it for me. You need it for you. And have you gotten, you know, repeat orders from all these people that you've mentioned to us?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we've gotten plenty of repeat orders from our website as well as from our retailers.
And the website is Aromaflage, A-R-O-M-A, Aroma, F-L-A-G-E, like camouflage, aromaflage.com. Gee, that's very exciting. What was your concentration of study? Did you go past high school?
Oh, yes.
And what did you study?
Yeah, so I have a bachelor's in neuroscience from Johns Hopkins. And then I have a master's in bioscience enterprise from the University of Cambridge. And I have an MBA from Harvard Business School.
Oh, so you're a real dummy. All right. So, you know, you have the right background for all this wonderful stuff that you're doing. The reason I ask you those, you know, intrusive questions about the number of bottles you've sold and whatever, it sounds to me, given... You know, if I can take you at face value on all the things you've answered me, because I have, you know, no intimate knowledge into your background and all the things that you, clever things that it sounds like you've done to, verify any of this. So I'm just taking it on face value that we're dealing in truth here. You ought to go on Shark Tank, honey.
Yeah, we get people tell us that all the time.
Well, you know what? Maybe you ignored them and you ought to listen to me. You ought to go on Shark Tank because while you have gone to, you know, a list of here are things that will chase bugs away from your body that are all natural, you selected in your own special way those that fit together to do the job and smell good at the same time. And the list of places where your items are available and for sale is very impressive, because these are very credible institutions. We got to take a quick commercial break. Don't leave me. This is Stephanie Abrams. We got to know more about this product, Aromaflage. Don't leave me, people.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled. And that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors in my new novel. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
Ireland invites you to the epic Bee in Bridgford. New to Bee in Bridgford? Brace yourself. After a night at a Galway B&B, you head to the Carrickaree Rope Bridge. Crossing the 75-foot chasm urges you to return to solid ground, setting out to Waterford, home of the famous crystal. Careful though, this town has a tradition of you break it, you buy it. B&B, Rope Bridge, Waterford.
Oops.
Bee in Bridgford, only in Ireland. So take a vacation from the typical vacation.
Find great value vacation offers at ireland.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, Call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have on the line Melissa Fensterstock. Gotta shorten that one, hon. She is the co-founder and co-owner of Aromaflage with her husband, Michael. Aromaflage, if you're just joining us, you missed really important stuff. So go by the middle of the week. You will be able at sabrams.com and travelers411.com, where you'll be able to click on the podcast and download it, take us with you. This is the third hour of Travel with Stephanie Abrams. And you'll also be able to go to sabrams.com, where you'll see the show notes. Click through to aromaflage.com, a new product on the market, which is made from, as I understand it, all natural ingredients except for the alcohol and denatured alcohol. And you spray it on, and it will keep you buggy-free without having DEET in it. That's very important right now, not just for your travels abroad, particularly to tropical destinations in our hemisphere, but this Zika virus is showing up in other places in the world, and it's showing up at home. And you want to make sure that you, if you are intimate with somebody who has come back from a tropical, and now already it's Pacific, it's European, it's showing up in other places. And apparently it is sexually transmitted once somebody has been bitten and has the virus in their system. So you want to, you know, be a little careful of what you're doing and when and with whom. I think, you know, in addition to all the other questions you ask with somebody you're about to be intimate with, you want to find out where have they been and check out if there's Zika virus in that destination as part of your due diligence to protect yourself. Melissa, you went into business about 3 years ago. This predates the Zika virus we've only started hearing about recently. So did you originally develop Aromaflage to protect people who are just in general traveling to places where there are bugs that are going to bite them?
Exactly.
Does it work on just mosquitoes or other kind of bugs too?
So soft-wing insects are the claims that we make, but obviously mosquitoes are the disease-carrying bugs, or at least one of the more serious disease-carrying bugs. So that's the bug we went after, insect we went after. You know, we would like to do tick testing eventually. We haven't gotten there yet, but those are really, ticks and mosquitoes are the two really dangerous insects.
So let me ask you another question. Before you put this on the market, and if you missed the last segment, the product is sold at Dillard's department stores. Most of the Dillard's I know are in the South, in the U.S. They're very fine, lovely department stores. They're sold in Nordstrom's. Those of you who know Nordstrom stores, they're very upscale, wonderful places to shop. There are hotels that have it available for their guests, which include Ritz-Carlton and Four Seasons hotels that are in tropical destinations where you'd find mosquitoes. And Terrain, which is part of the Urban Outfitters company. Do you sell directly online?
Absolutely.
So it would be at aromaflage.com.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
So now when you got this product all set to go, and you really fell in now with the Zika virus story. I mean, you know, this is,
yeah.
You know, it's one of those things that, you know, while it's a horrible thing, is a good thing for your business. Did you take this to some, did you have to take this to some governmental agency, the equivalent of the Food and Drug Administration, kind of an agency to get approval before you could market something that you're spraying on your skin?
So we worked with a lawyer and, you know, made sure we were abiding by whatever the regulatory requirements were.
So is there an agency of government that has to approve a spray?
Yeah, so it's called the Environmental Protection Agency. So they're the ones who have jurisdiction over bug sprays.
No kidding.
In the earlier segment, I had mentioned that there's a list of what they call minimum risk pesticides, which are 25B, I think is the title. And those are the list of oils that the EPA says are safe in repelling mosquitoes. So most people know citronella. Our oils are on that list as well. So the EPA is the body that regulates it. It doesn't necessarily need to be approved.
But you have to be in compliance with what their rules and regulations are.
Exactly.
Yeah, unless you want to spend the rest of your life in jail and lose everything you have.
Right.
Got it. Because there is, you know, you're talking about somebody, people spraying things on themselves and potentially their children. And you want to make sure that, you know, it's not going to cause any harm.
Absolutely. And because we work with a fragrance house to formulate, all of the ingredients that we're using are ingredients that people put on their skin all the time. So the term is called GRAS, GRAS, generally regarded as safe. So all of our ingredients are used in other types of products, cosmetics products. So there isn't a risk that there's going to be a problem because all of the ingredients are known to be safe in the cosmetic world.
And what does GRAS stand for?
Generally regarded as safe.
Oh, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a very cool acronym.
Yeah, it's used a lot in OTC consumer products that don't need to get FDA approval because they're, again, generally regarded as safe. So they're used in biotech and in consumer products.
You know, bravo to you. You know, it's one thing to have a good idea, but there are far too many people who have a good idea and take to their grave with them. And so, you know, I would love to see, can you remember ever seeing a commercial? I haven't seen it in years now, but there used to be a TV commercial where they had a fish aquarium like you might have in, you know, your den or something. It wasn't all that big. And it was filled with mosquitoes. And this guy with his hairy arm sprayed his arm with something and then stuck his arm into this aquarium filled with mosquitoes, and the mosquitoes would fly away from him. Have you been in a mosquito-infested environment where you sprayed this stuff on you and watched them go the other way?
Absolutely. And, you know, this product originated in Southeast Asia. You know, they've been using natural products for thousands of years. They don't, in these remote parts of the world, don't have access to chemicals, and they have to survive and function. We have it in buggy places and tested it and tried it. And it works through a form of what we call, we didn't get into this, but facial repellency, whereas B is contact repellency. So contact repellency means that, you know, you have, call it D on your skin, the mosquitoes actually have to land on the skin and be poisoned and jump off. Whereas we use facial repellency, and very much like that other product that you mentioned earlier in the show, I looked it up. I think it also employs facial repellency, which means that the essential oils
they go away from you. They go away from you before they ever get to you.
Exactly.
I love it. All right.
Exactly.
You and I have to talk. Stay on the line with me for a minute. We have to leave for today. Thank you all for being with us. Come back same time, same station. Gotta fly now.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.